Hi, dictation for Antonio Wynn. A-N-T, T like Tom, O-N-N-E-O. Last name Wynn, W-Y-N-N. Once again, A-N-T-O-N-E-O, W-Y-N-N. Date of service, 12/29/2021. Date of accident is 6/4/2021. Date of birth is 7/2/1980. History of presenting illness. Mr. Antonio Wynn is was discharged on 12/21/2021 for not showing up for visit. He was last seen on 11/29/2021, and he was expected to return on 12/8/2021, and then thereafter on 12/22/2021. The patient could not be reached, and he was also found to be using cocaine in a drug screen, and failure to show for the appointment caused advanced pain care to discharge this patient. However, he returned on 12/29/2021, and he was claiming that he has been placed on Suboxone, and he doesn't require any pain medications from our office. He also underwent a surgery for his lower back at L5S1 with a placement of hardware. At L5S1, and in the latest MRI that was done on 12/18/2021. It's discovered that the patient has no issues in the lumbar spine except for the hardware, and the sacral leg joints have arthritis, which is not automobile accident related. In addition, there is a thoracic spine CT scan is completely normal, as well as cervical spine CT scan is completely normal. The patient initially was placed on physical therapy 2 times a week, and we find that the patient is benefiting from therapy. He has given a written declaration that he doesn't want any injections to the lumbar epidural or any surgical consultation any further. He wants to go back to work, and this is his last episode of physical therapy. He has been doing physical therapy since his beginning of the time, from 6/4/2021, and therefore this probably will be the last visit, unless the physical therapy department can confirm for further need of therapy. The pain level is around 5. His left shoulder pain is only 4. Neck pain is around 5. And he's able to go back to work. And he reports 30% improvement in the pain overall since the time of accident. And his ADLs are not affected beyond 5. In the system review, a neurology and psych patient has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, or double vision, fainting, seizures. He denies any memory issues, balance problem, focus problem, concentration problem, and he has no anxiety, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, along with lower back pain, and He suffers from numbness and nerve pain. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, or stomach problems, or difficulty swallowing are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level and no new medical history, no new surgical history, no hospitalization, no weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Suboxone and substance abuse, none is reported according to the patient, but his last month drug screen showed cocaine positive. And the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130/89, pulse ox is 99, and pulse is 79. Temperature is 98.1. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 11/29/2021. Dictation number is 1205-002. Kindly place the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and the extremity examination only, along with the diagnosis codes. Plan of care is as follows. We accepted this patient back for a month or two. He is completing his physical therapy. He does not want any injection treatments or any other treatments. And it appears that he's going back to work. He has been placed back to work now. And his last therapy has been ordered 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. And since the patient is not interested to see his surgeon for consultation or any other aggressive treatment, I believe the patient will continue for that. I have added a gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day for 30 days, one time, just to remove his pain, which is shooting down in his left leg, laterally, that he was complaining. Other than that, no other changes in the treatment. If you like to come back, his therapist has to certify an affidavit. Otherwise, we'll consider him redischarged again. Thank you.